que llevo se lastimó las caderas.
El borracho que llevo se lastimó las caderas.
Iguana mía, ¿para dónde vas? Voy para el pueblo de Soledad. ¿Será mentira, será verdad? Que en ese pueblo no hay novedad. Pero si lo viera casualidad, si será tan fea. Que van a tan fea. Que se sube un palo y luego se apea. Pone su huevito, loca caraquea. Se cayó de arriba de una escalera. ¡Oye! ¿Para dónde vas? Que voy para el pueblo de Soledad. ¿Será mentira, será verdad? Que en ese pueblo no hay novedad. Que si lo viera casualidad, si será tan fea. Que van a estar fea. Que se sube un palo y la voz se fea. Que pone su huevito, loca caraquea. Que se mete el oído para que no la vea. Saca su patita como que patea. Saca su nariz como una.
It's 90.7 FM KPFK Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, KPFK.org. I'm Beto Arcos, it's the Global Village. What makes a saga? What makes a formal history? How does lore become fact? When bits and pieces, recollections, traditions, memories find themselves laid down on the page or passed down in oral yarns or song, those are the chronicles that ensure longevity, a place in collective consciousness, a position within a canon. Now, some stories elude the official narrative by chance or by design. For Paddy Maloney, someone both steeped in and inextricably from Irish culture, its turbulent history, its voluble folklore, its very atmosphere. What vexed him was the fact that he grew up not knowing much about at all an unusual band of Irish soldiers known colloquially as the San Patricios, a story that would seem a linchpin chapter in not just Irish, but U.S. and Mexican history. How could a story about a band of daring Irish expats who fought against America alongside the Mexican army in the 1980s slip so far into memory's margins, live so far outside of history? Well, conveying Ireland's history and hardships through its legends and lullabies and laments, Paddy Maloney has been tending this territory, both as a solo artist and the founder and leader of the Irish consort, the ensemble, known as the Chieftains, for nearly five decades. This forgotten piece of Irish lore seemed an essential story to tell, one begging for its proper framing, yet remained difficult to wrestle down nonetheless. If anyone should tell it, it would seem that Paddy would be the person to do it. And joining me on the phone is none other than El Maestro, Mr. Paddy Maloney. Sir?
Better, you're too kind. I'll have to bring you on tour with me to introduce. That was wonderful. And and rather flattering. And by all means, I mean, this is a story untold, part of history that needed to be brought to light a little more. I mean, I didn't invent it or anything. It was there. But at the same time, you know, I was encouraged by many people to get into this, tell the story in music, song, and in dance, in fact. And the wonderful culture of Mexican music, you know, it is so rich, because I originally started out a year and a half ago to record, you know, my first track. In fact, was Lila Downs, two songs she did for us, and it was great. When you just play there, it was fantastic. And it's bringing back all the vibrant, the music, the whole wonderful thing. And to get into the story itself, I mean, I was going to only concentrate on the music to do with that time and write some pieces, as I did with the March to Battle and the Legend of the Dead after the dreadful battle scene. But then you hear all of this wonderful stuff, and it was magic to me. And, I just had to go the whole hog and put down some great pieces, great songs, wonderful stuff that came my way, as it were, in the last year and a half. And towards the end, having done quite a bit, Roy came on board and completed for me the sounds I needed with Le Tigre del Norte and Las Anzoles and the lovely Linda Ronstadt song. And then, of course, he went and he wrote a song himself, The Sands of Mexico, which, you know, I think 2 days, he was so blown away and impressed by how the things had turned out so up to that point that he just felt he had to write the song as well. And he did a great job.
You're talking about Rai Cooter, that is featured in this particular record, and he does a couple of tunes, and he also co-produced the album with you. The story it has a lot of different colors, a lot of different shades. I being from Mexico, I'm from Veracruz. I grew up, learning about the San Patricios, right? Because to us, Mexico lost half of its land, and to us, we had to have some heroes, and some of those heroes were these people that very few historians managed to include in the history, the St. Patrick Battalion. How did you come about the story of the of St. Patrick Battalion? Did you grow up in Ireland?
Yeah, I about 25 years ago, when I was approached by a professor at Trinity College in Dublin, whom they actually gave me an honorary doctorate there, but he was very anxious for me to do a CD, make a whole project of the American Civil War, which has been done so many times in different ways in films and stuff. But I started out because of the Irish connection there as well. But then during the course of that research, I came across this story, and it fascinated me, by John Riley, an Irishman from Connemara who spoke the Irish Irish language, and that's where he was born. And that he came and he saw the injustice that was happening, and persuaded a lot of his colleagues in the American army to desert and form a battalion to fight with the Catholic, of course, Mexican army, and against the more Protestant generals of the American army. So that was another reason why that would have taken place. But I think more important of all is the fact of the injustice that happened, that was happening. And you know, we had that 600 years of terrible torment, and the visit of our neighbors who came and visited and forgot to go back, you know. And so it was another side of us. And I think one of the groups on the CD, Las Camperas, I think, when they sang one of the songs, they composed a verse that brought Irlanda into it, you know, and which I think, you know, that was the theme, that was the feeling and the love that I felt in doing this wonderful musical journey, which brought me to Mexico City, to Churubusco, you know, where it was the old convent, the last stand, where the Irish stood their ground, and to the bitter end, until they were captured or killed, and a lot of them got hanged for desertion, which is an untold part of history as well. So to visit that wonderful museum there now, and to see the cannons and the flags and all the names of the Irish who fell, and of course they have a pipe band, wonderful Mexican pipe band, which is very unusual, and they play Irish and Scottish music. And so I gave them this tune, and every Sunday morning they march in and out of the convent for the tourists. So I've made so many new friends now. I'm looking forward to my visits, many visits, I hope, to Mexico to perform with them. And all the wonderful, like Graziana, who comes from the same town, I think, as yourself. She was the woman who sang with the harp. And I was blown away by all of these people. And I had to have that music on the same CD, along with the other pieces, like with Liam Neeson doing narration. The actor Liam Neeson, he narrates over the march to battle, which ended on a sour note, as you probably will hear. But one of the things Liam said, you know, if you make a film of this, I want to be in it. You know, he wants to play the part of John Reilly. So it was a great joy and a very important project. One that, as I say, I thought about 25 years ago, and I only got really into it a year and a half ago.
Let's listen to Los Camperos de Valles in this beautiful Son Huasteco from the eastern mountains of Mexico, an area that comprises about 5-7 different states in eastern Mexico. And it's a song that you mentioned just earlier, in which they write lyrics paying tribute to St. Patrick's Battalion, to the San Patricio Battalion.
Paisanos, para que sepan paisanos, a Irlanda digo a mi juicio. Mil gracias por el servicio de pelear con alma y manos al grupo de San Patricio y a son héroes mexicanos. Hay recuerdos bien sabidos que por desertores fue, que por desertores.
FM KPFK Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, KPFK.org. It's the music from the project by the Chieftains featuring Ry Cooter. It's called San Patricio. This record is out March 9th, and just in time to celebrate, I would say, two big celebrations happening this year, not just the release of this great album, the celebration of Mexican, the 20th anniversary of Mexico's independence, the 100th anniversary of Mexico's revolution, and what a better way to celebrate it with something so special and so deep and so well produced. Patty, I wonder if you could talk about how you managed to bring these sounds together, because maybe I'm just a romantic, and forgive me for being such a romantic, but maybe this was meant to be, because when I hear the melodies of the song Huasteco or the song Jarocho, and then suddenly I hear the Ilian pipes and the tin whistle and the violin from Ireland, I'm thinking, wow, what magic.
Absolutely. I couldn't believe it myself. I didn't think until I really got into it and listened to so many different artists, so many CDs. I mean, I got more than one song from every group. You know, I could do four CDs. and a visit to Mexico, incidentally, we weren't aware that there was a group called the Folklorists, and other performers. So I have a mountain of stuff from them that, you know, mixed with the chieftain stuff. It's just terrific because the instrumental style that they have as well. And I think they have two tracks on the CD, and they're in the finale as well, where everybody comes back in again. But and discovering some of the instruments was just amazing to me. The instruments were, you know, if I go to the percussion, for instance, you got the skeleton of a jawbone of a donkey, where you rattle a stick up on it and you get sounds.
Yeah.
And that is how, in fact, I finished the album, finished the march to battle that time. With a rattle from that particular instrument, you know, which was just great. And so, I mean, for me, it was like coming to another part of Ireland, down to the west or the north of Ireland or something like that, and coming across these instruments and musicians, you know, that just, it was just perfect. It was meant to happen, as you say. It was a great love. And, you know, speaking with, you know, members of Le Tigre, for instance, and out for meals that we were, and talking about various customs that took place, you know, that, sorry, there was occasions, you know, when we went out to talk about the different cultures outside of the music and song completely, you know, just talking generally about where you grew up and, you know, my grandmother's place in the countryside, and there was no electricity or running water, that kind of thing. And I would in the evening time, when everything would, all the work was done, the tilly lamps and the oil lamps would be lit, and the music would start around the fire, you know, and the songs and dancing, and it was just great. And they were telling me the same stories. The similarity of our customs and our way of life was so unbelievable, you know.
And you
mentioned the 100 years of your revolution. There's a song there, La Percussion,
Pancho Villa.
Yes. That melody, when I heard it, is almost the same as one of our rebel songs about Kevin Barry in 1916, when he was executed. He was only 18 years of age by the British, you know. And the melody, I actually put it in after the song, and then I thought it wasn't perfect, you know. It just wasn't totally, it didn't sit right, you know. But maybe another time I'll get around, and when I have more time, and do it properly, you know. But the similarities and different things that, as you say, this was meant to happen. And I never enjoyed doing an album as much, you know. It took me a year and a half, but and then Roy came on board, like, in August, and finished it off with the Les Anzoles and the Le Tigre and Lovely Linda, and did his own song, of course, as well. So it was just a bundle of joy making this CD. It was great fun.
Let's listen to a piece with Los Enzontles, and there's something special about this particular tune, because there is foot stomping. You hear the tapping of the shoes on the tarima, the traditional way of dancing to
That's
this music.
Right.
And when I hear this, and then suddenly I'm hearing the Irish music, I'm thinking, could this be sort of like an Irish reel? Could this be something that you could dance to?
Well, we did, in fact. And in the studio, I had my dancers, the Pilatskis, and Cara Butler, who's a sister of Jean Butler from the Riverdance thing, and she's been dancing with us for years, you know. But we all came together, and with Leela. Leela actually danced as well in the studio, and you'll hear our dances with her as well. But we had a great joy we played at the Strictly Almost Bluegrass Festival in San Francisco in October, and Los Anzoles, I asked them on to do two songs, you know, but it was a joy to see them dancing with our dancers to the same tune, to the Irish Reel. Well, and it works, and it's so much so that they're all coming tomorrow to Glasgow for a big festival, Celtic Festival, it's called the Celtic Connection. And Roy is coming over, and we're going to air some of this great music song and demonstrate properly the relationship that's come together between us. You know, it's just magic, as you say yourself.
It's really beautiful. Let's listen to El Chivo, or The Goat, Los Enzontles and the Chieftains.
Sanchito, el que tiene chichi mama, el que tiene chichi mama, el que no se crea solito. El chivo pegó un reparo, el chivo pegó un reparo y en el viento se detuvo. Hay chivos que tienen padre y hay chivos que tienen padre, pero este ni madre tuvo. Cuánto chivito pintito se le visa por el plan. Unos son porque los hacen, unos son porque los hacen, otros de herencia lo traen. Corral de las piedras negras, corral de las piedras negras, donde se amansan los chivos. Hay corazones ingratos, hay corazones ingratos y pechos adoloridos. Se acabaron los hijos, ahora que comen las aves. Como han de comer los chivos, como han de comer los chivos, si tienen para atrás las llaves. Todos los chivos pintitos son hijos del chivo aquel. Ya mataron a su padre, ya mataron a su padre, pero quedó un hijo de él.
90.7 FM, KPFK Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, KPFK.org. It's the music of The Chieftains featuring Rai Kuru. The record is called San Patricio. It's out March 9th. And my guest on the phone is Patty Maloney, the leader and the man behind this project. Really, the genius of this project is this man who I'm talking to and telling you from the heart where the story has been going for him, not just from the 25 years ago when he first heard it, but the present today, what it is. He's telling you about the story of where the music led him and how you found the commonalities. Patty, you said just briefly in the years that you've been doing music, almost five decades, you said you've never had so much fun or so much excitement or so much incredible energy. There is something to be said about this story, though, that we must remember. And God willing, someday someone will make a film out of this, because this is really a story that relates to us in some way to today, right? Not just to what's happening in the Middle East, but it has to do with solidarity, with being basic humans and seeing something unjust, unfair done to another.
Right. Well, there's no doubt about it. And you know, if you do a little tracer on a lot of the music that I've produced over the years, you'll come across items like I did 30 years ago, The Battle of Ockram, that 1691. And also portraying, you know, in music, no song at all, just musical sounds, the battle scene that took place, because it was the turning point in Irish history, and a lot of our great generals, you know, they departed and came to places like Cuba and Mexico and Argentina. But it was a big turning point in Irish history, and it was a very sad time as well. And so a lot of our music is sad, and our battles were happy and were merry. But the songs that and ballads, you know, both in the Irish language and in the English language, it's vast. It's a huge thing. Another piece, like in 76, I did the Bonaparte's Retreat, because we had hoped that he would give us a little boost, you know, and come, and which he did. He came to Killala in 1692, and so we had the Year of the French, and so I did music to do with the Year of the French. That's one of my albums, and so, you know, there's great historical moments in time that was just obvious, and this to me was one sort of a subject that had to be done. You know, it's a delightful story. I have to say, incidentally, that there are a few ballad makers, ballad composers and singers back home in Ireland who have, in fact, come up with some songs about it. You know, I was lucky to get Brendan Graham, Brendan of that famous song "You Raise Me Up." He wrote the words for that, and he came up with the words for Liam Neeson in the battle scene, and also the lovely Maya Brennan from the group Clonard. She came down at 24 hours' notice and sang the Legend for the Dead just after the battle. You'll hear it on the CD. And then we had pieces like Sailing to Mexico. And Carlos Nunez, I'm not leaving out Carlos, he's a Galician piper who was with us when we did the album Santiago, and which got us our sixth Grammy, I have to say. But Carlos is a great piper himself, and I've known him since he was very young. We brought him on tour with us for 6 or 7 years around the world, and then I helped him form his own group, and but I did some of the music in his house, a few tracks. I went to visit him in Galicia, any excuse, as a great place, and near Santiago de Compostela, and so you have tunes like San Campio, which he very very cleverly introduced me to that piece of music, and he plays on it as well. And you'll also hear him play, of course, in the finale. He does a brilliant solo on the flute, which is just delightful. So, you know, of all the things, it was a great musical journey. It was joy all the way. And every day something new came up. You know, going to Mexico, I think, really capped it all for me, because I was introduced to so many, and meeting the people and talking with them and going out to having meals together and having fun and drinking a little wine and a little tequila, whatever you could. So that was great, you know. And I would just love, by the way, to get everybody all into the one place and have just a blast. You know, it would be great to have a huge concert with everybody on the album. This would be just a revisit. But I think once we get to Mexico, which is our intention to do some concerts there, you know, we're going to touch base with all the musicians, including the pipe band, and because I've already started to include some of this music in my touring. And as you know, we're going to be touring the West Coast, and the opening piece, first piece on it, will in fact be San Campio, which is the march, which is a lovely Galician-Mexican piece of music, which is all connected to Galicia. And it'll go on, you know, we have pipe bands in every city. When we were in San Francisco with Las Enzolas, came on that concert too. We had 45,000 people listen to us and were amazed and gave us tremendous praise. The papers next day as the gig of the weekend or something like that. So it's something that is happening, and I know it's going to work. You know, our next will be Tuesday concert, the concert in Glasgow. And then we go to Dublin, Ireland, on Thursday, where we'll make the an official Irish launch and have a big Irish hooli. We call it a hooli, which is a big Irish party. And there's Los Enzolas are coming over for that as well, and Roy Cooder. And and the Mexican ambassador. And
well, you know what they say, the Irish and the Mexican know how to celebrate death and life.
That's correct. Death and life, very much so.
Because I'm sure you know that in Mexico, celebrating the Day of the Dead, and in general, when somebody dies, we have what you would consider in Ireland a wake. Well,
that's right.
The wake is not just about crying, you know.
No.
It's about celebrating, and we celebrate the life of the person with
that's
food,
correct.
With drink,
yes.
With music.
That's right. And our traditional wakes often go on for 3 or 4 days.
Yes.
It's the same thing. You know, it's the happy release because they're gone to heaven, you know. And unlike, you know, when the child is born, it's rather sad until they're christened, you know. And but when death comes, it's, you know, the life is there, you've celebrated it, and you celebrate it. And you know, for instance, I was at a funeral there before Christmas in Ireland, and I went out, I was asked to play at the end, and I played joyful music, you know, for, you know, music that this person loved and the person I knew and loved to dance to. And so I told them that story, and they saw it different, and they started to clap. So in the church, in fact, this actually happened just before Christmas.
let's listen to the piece with Carlos Núñez called San Campio, and when we come back, we'll just have a few more remarks right. about the project and
okay.
wrap up the interview, because I know you have to go. So here is The Chieftains with Ray Cooter and Carlos Núñez here on 90.7 KPFK. FM KPFK Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, KPFK.org. The music of the Chieftains featuring Ray Cooter, in this particular case, a piece, a Mexican-Galician piece called San Campio featuring Carlos Núñez on the Ilian pipe, Patty?
No, he was playing the gaita.
The gaita.
I was playing the Ilian pipes.
Wonderful. Patty, we we're coming to close to the end of this wonderful time with you. It's almost like you're there and here in the studio with me, even though it's a phone line. It's just remarkably intimate to have your presence here with us today.
Thank you. My great pleasure indeed.
Tell us about a couple of the pieces here that you composed specifically for the project. I want to end with the finale. Maybe you want to speak about another couple of pieces in the record that particularly that you composed,
sure.
Perhaps inspired by Mexican music, that gave you a sense of place, of time, of 150 years ago, when you said in the liner notes, you said, if the Mexicans were there, I'm sure there was music. If the Irish were there, there had to be music. So what could that have been?
It's great. And you mentioned the finale there. We actually play a piece called Green Grows the Rushesow, the Gringo. Gringos, if you... It's also very much part of that particular story as well, of the San Patricio. But the inspiration of everything come to me. You know, for instance, in the sailing to Mexico, I just conjured my mind this color, you know, this wild imagination that I have of, you know, all the ships taken off from Mexico. From where, I don't know, but carrying the Irish to battle and to take part to free the injustice that undo the injustice that was being done, and the other piece then was the march to battle, which to me I just like people to imagine this army coming over the hill and starts off very quietly first like that, and they march across the hill and it builds and builds, and during the time. I mean, it grew and grew over the year and a half that I was making it. I kept adding to it, like there's about 80 tracks or something on it. And, at the end, you know, I had the Senzoles and everybody taking part in it, and there's tremendous excitement. But that particular piece, and then, of course, I added Liam Neeson with the words Across the Rio Grande and telling... just three little verses of the story and the sad end, but it led then for me to go into what was originally an instrumental lament, and that was the Legend for the Dead. It was really the lament for the dead. But Brendan Graham, you know, came to me rather late and said, "Do you know, I've written words that would go beautiful." So that, because he was in tears when he heard it played as an instrumental piece, and so he wrote these lovely words, and within 24, I had very little time left, and rang up Maya Brennan, and she came down from Donegal, the west north of Ireland, and recorded it one afternoon the following day, in fact, so out of that came, and throughout the album, then there are other pieces where. I came up, like El Chivo there has an Irish flavour dance that you were talking about, and everybody dancing to it. But that's an original piece as well that inspired me to get on with. And throughout other parts, then I use other old traditional dance tunes, because there is an influence in Mexican music in that of that period, particularly of European music. So you can hear mazurkas, you can hear the polkas, and you think of the polkas, of course. You know, I played with Flaco Jimenez when he came to Ireland. We did a 20-minute set together, and he joined us in San Antonio. And the same kind of thing with Los Lobos, and when we did Guadalupe, the song Guadalupe. The artwork, incidentally, I should mention, you wouldn't have seen as yet, but it is spectacular. It is...
I saw it. It's the Virgin of Guadalupe.
That's right.
Holding in her arms an Irish soldier.
Yes.
And it's a cross.
Yeah. I didn't realize that you had seen it. So that to me, because I miss, you know, the old albums, the 78s, where you went to an artist to get a painting, you know, and that would be the front cover of the album. But I'm hoping this is going to be in such a way you pull it out and you get the full picture, you know, as a pull out, and it'll give you, you know what I mean, a whole sense of this. And this is a very old Mexican painting, drawing that took that I don't know where it came from, but it's absolutely magnificent. And
oh, this was not commissioned by you for the project. This is something that someone helped you find.
That's right. There was a lovely girl up in Vancouver. Her name is Guadalupe too, believe it or not. And she was very helpful to me with this whole project. You know what I mean? I know she had a radio station. I think she still has a radio station in Vancouver, and she covers all South America. She's from Argentina, and you have Guadalupe in Argentina. You have them in Chile. I've been to these countries, and we actually do the song and still do the song Guadalupe. And for the tour, incidentally, I've got a wonderful Scottish singer, Ailis McCormack, who. She's a native speaker from the island of Lewis in west of Scotland, and she sings Irish and English and that, but she also does a great job with Guadalupe. So it'll be part of the concert tour this coming March, February, March.
Well, Patty, I have to say, this record, if you say you recorded more, the 19 tracks that I've heard so far cover virtually every corner of the country, of Mexico. There's music from Oaxaca, there's music from western Mexico, the area of Jalisco and Michoacán, where mariachi comes from. There's music from the East Coast, where I'm from, Veracruz, the song Huasteco. There's music from the North, of course, represented here by Los Tigres del Norte, and corridos as well, the corrido de Persecución de Villa. This must have been
When you mention all the different, this is something that, you know, I remember in 86 I did Celtic Wedding. It's the music of Brittany, the Bretagne in the northwest of France, which is a Celtic region, of course. And it's called the Celtic Wedding. But all the different elements and the different pieces of music are from all over that part of the country. And I wanted to try and achieve that as well, like the album Santiago we did in Galicia, the Galician album. The same idea there as well, you know. And when we went to China, did Chieftains in China, we were up in the Heavenly City. We brought in different elements, different kinds of Chinese music into that particular album as well. And so it would have been, it had to be this way, you know, that we were trying to represent as many of the regions of Mexico as possible. When you mentioned the Tigers there, by the way, after we did the song, we just went into a session, a jam session with Roy and myself playing a whistle, and they were just standing around, and we put on the microphones, and we have about 10 songs from them. which, you know, it's almost an album in itself, you know.
Yeah, Ray mentioned that to me. He said, Beto, man, you got to hear this stuff.
It's just magic altogether. Wow. You know, I just love the whole thing, you know. And it's just great having Roy, because we understand one another. You know, we're into music. We've done projects together. He was also part of, you know, he did a lovely song on the Long Black Veil album, and I brought him to Cuba for Santiago, for the album Santiago, as a special guest, and he said, no, I know, I didn't want to do any solo, I just want to sit in here and join up with these guys. He was just loving it, and I introduced him to a lot of the singers and musicians, which eventually appeared on his Buena Vista, very successful.
That's wonderful.
Project as well, you know. Amara
Portuondo,
who just came in and sat down and started to sing in the corner, and I said, God, his voice, you know. And this is the sort of thing that was happening in Mexico, and I'm sure if I went back there and spent a year, I'd come out with a better album, I think.
this is good enough, Patty.
All right,
congratulations. And finally, you are planning on touring in Mexico, or at least playing in Mexico City?
At least playing in Mexico City. There are already sort of talks going on for the last few months now about how and where. And I know your government are very supportive of this. Your ambassador to Ireland just loves everything about this. We'll be meeting her on Thursday next in Dublin at the reception. So the word is out. And, you know, so God only knows what could come out of it, but it'll be great fun, let me tell you.
Well, whenever that happens, let me know, because I'm going to be there. I'm going to buy myself a ticket and get on a plane and go there to see you in the company of the paisanos of mine, and of course your soulful ensemble. It'll be just so wonderful.
You're so kind. And one question, just in case you go from, I'd love to get a copy of this sent to my office if it's possible.
Absolutely, Patty. My pleasure. My terrific. Pleasure. I will take care of that. I will send it to Stephen or Colin.
Please do. Yeah. Please,
absolutely, yeah. Patty. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time, your energy, and need I say congratulations, or need I say thank you to you, and thank you to the San Patricio Battalion.
Yeah. Well, you know, that's so kind of you. This is great, and coming from you, because it's the first big interview I've had with somebody from Mexico who understands what all of this is about, you know.
Great. Thank you, Patty.
Best of luck to you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 90.7 FM KPFK Los Angeles, 98.7 Santa Barbara, KPFK.org. We're going to go out with this piece from The Chieftains featuring Ry Cooder. San Patricio is the name of the album. It's out on Concord Records, Hear Music. And this is the grand finale of this project. Los Enzontles, Carlos Núñez, Los Folcloristas, Banda de Gaita de Batallón San Patricio, and L.A. Juvenil with The Chieftains.
Huastecas tan